Okay, everybody has a copy now. Can you stand up? Anybody sitting down, you have not received your own yet. Once you receive your own, keep it one side and let's just thank God for coming to His presence first. Can we use our hands and just worship the Lord? Can you clap your hands? Amen. No, you are holding pamphlet in your hand. Drop the pamphlet and worship the Lord with your hands. Hallelujah. Okay, can you turn also to your neighbor now and just greet your neighbor, Sunday morning greeting. All your neighbors around you, Sunday morning greetings. Let's greet one another. Christian greeting. Amen. God bless you. Okay, turn to your neighbor and say, I am determined to bless you today. Whether you like it or not, I must bless you today. Tell one person, only one person. Face only one person, only one person. Tell that person, I am determined to bless you today, whether you like it or not. Tell them, what do you want me to do for you? Ask your neighbor. And give it to the person, please. Bless your neighbor. Bless your neighbor. Bless her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you blessed your neighbor? Now hug that your neighbor, say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's why I'm blessing you. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, today is Thanksgiving. No, sorry, it's next week. Next week Sunday is Thanksgiving. So we expect us to come prepared and thank the Lord. It's important. But for now, to God be the glory, great things He has done, so loving the world that He gave us His Son. Oh yeah, let it all may His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, through Jesus, and give Him the glory. Say it. Oh, praise the Lord. Give Him praise and give Him all the glory due to Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, through Jesus the Son, give Him the glory. One more time, one more time. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let them hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus. Let's use our hand and give Him all the glory. Hallelujah. He said, give Him the glory for great things He has done. What great thing has He done in your life? That's why we are here. The greatest thing God can do to anybody is that He saved us. Gave us salvation that money cannot buy. We are partakers of that grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved. How wretch like me. I was. Oh, yes. I am found. Everybody, it was grace that taught my heart. Oh, yes. Grace and tears. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody. I believe through many dangers, toils, and snares. I have already come. His grace. Everybody now, and we be there. That's our hope. That's our hope. The sun no less is to see God. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's the song of the overcomers. The song of the overcomers. Hallelujah. Sing it one more time. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That's the song of the bride. When we get there, 10,000 years, we're just singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Oh yes, all His wonderful passions and purity. That's our prayer this morning. Oh, that. Our prayer this morning as we come before His presence. Oh, hallelujah! Let the our prayer. Sing it, everybody, unto the Lord. Oh, thou Spirit divine of my nature revive the beauty of Jesus. Praising all thou upward with new heights and many every day. Still praying us. That's our prayer this morning. Our prayer this morning. Plant my feet on higher, higher, higher ground. Hallelujah, oh Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's table, a higher place than I have found. Oh Lord, plant my feet on high. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Oh yes, though some may dwell where desire. Higher ground. Higher, higher, higher. Hallelujah. Lord, lift me up. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. My faith on heaven's table, a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. That's our desire. That's our desire. That's our desire. Catch a gleam of glory. Glory. Oh, but still I pray until heaven. That's our goal. That's our goal. Go higher. Hallelujah. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven stable and a higher place than I have found. A love like say one more time. Oh, hallelujah. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. Let me stand. Yes, Lord. That's our desire. Heaven stable. A higher place. And then I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high. May the Lord answer that prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go straight to our study of the two beasts in Revelation chapter 13. Pick your Bibles to Daniel chapter 12. Let's pick our text from there and continue where we stopped. Daniel. Are we there? Daniel chapter 12. Let's be reverent. And hallelujah. Let's read verse 8, 9, and 10. At this time, God, through the angel, had revealed to Daniel.
Daniel chapter 12.
Things that will come to pass concerning Israel. And please take notes while we read that. Take notes that this whole of these Bible prophecies in the Old Testament is concerning Israel. It's concerning Israel. Where it concerns us, he just hid it, because the main people he's dealing with is Israel. His covenant was with Israel. He said Israel is the only family he has on earth. That was his queen. We only came into the picture according to the scriptures. Take note, I say according to the scriptures, not according to his divine agenda. According to the scripture, we only came into the picture when Queen Israel rejected the offer, disobeyed the king, and so they had to go to some slaves like us, dogs like us. Hallelujah, go to the byway, highway, and bring in the good and the bad, let them come and... And then a worthless person like me, amazing grace. Hallelujah. And so Daniel was told things that will come to pass. And this is what happened at the end. That's the last chapter of the book of Daniel. Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my God, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Till the time of the end. Many shall be purified. and made him and made white and tried. But the wicked shall be weak and shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Everybody, but the wise shall understand. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you, the wise. If you are wise, sit down. If you are foolish, sleep. If you are wise, open your eyes. If you are foolish, sleep. Amen. The wise shall understand. And remember, it is close up till the end. That's Daniel. Then also Apostle Paul, 2 Thessalonians. Can we read it? Chapter 2. Hallelujah. Concerning the coming of the Lord, verse 3. Concerning the coming of the Lord, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by enemies. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. Listen, church. We are a privileged people. Apostle Paul. Amen. When he was writing his first letter to the Thessalonians, he believed that the rapture would take place at his own time. The Lord shall descend with a shout, and the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then he said, and we who are alive. He included himself. And we who are alive. Hallelujah. So he was sure at his own time the rapture will take place. And listen, I have tried by all means. Try by all means to try to balance my understanding of the divine agenda. I have tried, especially knowing that I'm not just having this knowledge for myself, but I have to teach it. And knowing that people have confidence in me, many people have confidence in me, and that they will believe what I tell them, I want to make sure that they are not misled. Therefore, I will never go into the area of setting dates, setting time. I will not go into the area of so much, claiming so much revelation until concerning the coming of the Lord, I'll begin to make certain very weighty statements that I shouldn't make. And no matter what I say, God is not, because I say it, honor my word and alter his agenda. And that is why all through church history, so many people have risen up. So many. I had the privilege of seeing a write-up where they were given, you know, right from some 16th century. People that rose up, and then they are so definite about the coming of the Lord, they believe at their own time Christ will come. Even William Branham believed he will be alive to the coming of the Lord. Until he even made a statement that just as Elijah, you know, did not die. Elijah was taken up alive. Elijah saw the rapture, was in a rapture. Elijah was raptured. And if God is going to give us an Elijah now, then certainly that same anointing is upon Elijah, and this Elijah will be on ground when the rapture will take place. He was so sure, he was so certain, until he had to, in a sermon he preached concerning the exposition of the seven church ages, he had to even make statement that can be alluded to say he was setting time, that 1977, although he added that he is not prophesying, but he is predicting, but he boasted that because of, from the multitude of vision as a prophet, and based on the revelation he has seen, that this age, the rapture should take place by the year 1977. 77 has gone, 87 has gone, 97 has gone, 2007 has gone. Next year will be 2017. We are still here. By 1977, I was not saved yet. So by 1977, when he was saying the rapture would take place, God from heaven, they look up. Say, do your own and go. I see how many people coming behind that are still in beer parlor drinking. Moses Alu is still one of them. Praise the Lord. Until the last one comes in. And only he knows who is the last one, because he has the book of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But at every given time, he grants understanding for every age, for every age, for every age. And the same William Branham preached a message that he titled Prophecies Made Clear by Events. Prophecies Made Clear by Events. So we speak confidently now, because the prophecies concerning the priest that shall come, concerning the Antichrist, there are events that are taking place now that we can without doubt confidently speak that this is that which was spoken. Amen. And why is it important that we know? And this is not to set date or time, but for everybody to know that we are truly at the end. So that we can take heed to what Apostle Peter said. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. So let's go to Revelation chapter 13. And let's read. For those who are not here last Sunday, make sure you get the tape so that you can flow. But let's take the whole reading. Let's take the whole reading. And I stood from verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Who are those? They are those whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And we looked at that beast and we saw it is the Roman beast. It is the Roman beast. And that Roman beast, praise the Lord, that had 10 horns, and there was another little horn that make up that beast. And that little horn, we saw last week that it is the Vatican. And all that it represented is given symbolically by revelation to John, who may not even have known what it meant. Praise the Lord. Because at the time John was in the Isle of Patmos, that little horn had not shot up yet. Praise the Lord. But the beast was around. He has always been around anyway. That beast is Satan himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is a beast? The beast is, that beast as referred to in the Bible, is a satanic power. If a man is referred to as the beast, it simply means that the reference is made to whatever spirit is influencing him. It is the beast. And please take note that Satan, Lucifer, is another name for that archangel, Lucifer. Listen very well. Lucifer. Lucifer is an angel. Listen. Lucifer is not omnipresent. Lucifer is not omniscient. And Lucifer is not omnipotent. It's only God Almighty that has these attributes. Amen. But Lucifer has a kingdom. Because he has also fallen angels. Take note that angels, by my understanding as I try to study demonology, that angels are not demons. Angels are not demons. Lucifer is not demon. Listen, for God, hallelujah, hallelujah, God made Lucifer very beautiful. But iniquity was found in him. Rebellion got into him. And he took a third part of the host of heaven, angels, that followed him in that rebellion, and they were cast out of heaven. And they were cast to the earth here. Lucifer, therefore, has his own kingdom where he is the head. Now, those angels, fallen angels that walk with him, they invent evil creation, evil creatures. The product of their evil, what they use to perpetrate evil, is what is called demons. They invent demons for different things. Behind every sickness, there is a demon. That demon is not a fallen angel. It is a fallen angel responsible for spreading sicknesses that create sickness demons and spread them around. And the evidence is that all men that have rejected the rulership of God, they are also enlisted by Satan to follow him. So he has his own spiritual kingdom that controls the affairs also of men, and have men that he has enlisted and given them knowledge to also create demons. They have scientific knowledge that they invent viruses and spread it to human beings. Some of these viruses are created from laboratories. Bacteria are created from laboratories and given out. They are still in the business of creating more and more evil to bring death and torture to God's creatures. They are there to modify and pervert anything made by God. You have heard of genetically modified products, GMOs. Can't you see that the rate of death in the world now is increasing? Can't you see funny sicknesses? Sicknesses, when one finishes, another one will be invented. When one finishes, another one will come up. And then after the thing is released, then somebody will go to the laboratory and say he has gotten a vaccine to counter it. They have put us as laboratory rats. And they are doing experiments with human people. Spreading all manner of wickedness, evil. They say AIDS started from Africa through animals. So have they gone read it. Read these things. Don't sit down, read only Bible. Please take time to read what is happening around you also. So you know how to work. Products now have been genetically modified so that you can produce more and more and more and more and more and more. And then we now have things like grape. You have seen grape without seed. Very sweet to eat, isn't it? Any fruit that has no seed, it means there is no life inside. So when you eat a grape or anything at all that has no seed inside, including tomatoes, there are many everywhere. It has no life inside. It has been modified to produce more quantity, and then it is cheaper, and then you eat it. Merely you eat it, you see yourself just, you see, hey. Before you know what, see how cancer is multiplying. What is cancer? Cancer is nothing but distortion of the cells in the body. They get out of harmony and get off and without control. They're just growing and growing and growing without control. What happened? Something has been tampered with the human genetics. Created by who? Human beings. By a godless group of people, scientists. You know, scientists don't believe there is God. I am trying to make you understand what a beast is. There is a power that is controlling this thing. That beast. And so, there is this beast with 10 horns, 10 crowns, and a little one also. It's also a power, but it's also a beast. Why is it referred to a beast? Because the power controlling it, that is the Vatican, is controlled by Satan himself. That has created that spirit that is doing that. And in the case, that is why I say, people are looking for Antichrist as an animal somewhere. Looking for Antichrist in this Muslim something. Arab world. And all that. Hey. Hallelujah. Our eyes of understanding as we open. He is carrying Bible. Antichrist is in the church. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This beast that we first read now, from verse 1 to verse 10, where did it rise out from? It rose out from the sea. And we treated it last week. Let me not waste time on that. Today, we are looking at the second beast from verse 11. The second beast. From verse 11. Amen. See, See, by the time you take time to study the agenda of Satan to wipe human beings out of this earth, by the time you finish, I am telling you, you'll be careful about anything you eat. You'll be careful. But anything you eat, including all these so-called soft drinks, they tell you the composition. They tell you the things they put inside that Coca-Cola, Sprite, and all those drinks. Amen. In the Western world, maybe if you don't know, you better know it now. In the Western world, you see how deceitful, deceitful the governments of this world are. The government will go to their laboratory, Food and Drug Administration, and confirm that cigarette smoking is dangerous to health, but they will still give them license. See what I'm talking about? And then they will now force them, okay, but right there, that smokers are liable to die young. That is it. So that if anybody smoke, at least he's smoking willingly to die. But why should you allow anybody to produce something that can bring death? Now they have found out that genetically modified products, they have known the effect that the nature is being tampered with. And so they now insist any product that has been genetically modified, that you must put a label there. So anytime you go and buy anything in the market, always look for the label there. They put a label there. What do you put there? They will see the label there, GMO. That is what you will see there. Somewhere, they will not put it big, oh. They put it small somewhere. Praise the Lord. And please, we that are in this part of the world, the consumer nations, there is also product. When you go to the market and to buy a product and you see the right there, for exports only. Have you seen that? That is, mukuna leave us. Nobody will now, we want destroy. Now Africans, now there will they go. So we will not follow your standard in America. We will not follow your standard in Europe. We are, don't worry, they are, they don't get standard. I beg, we could make money, let's make money. So this will be the quality we send there. They will tell you, say, wire, electric wire for exports only. The wire they send here, they don't use it there. Hey! It's a satanic agenda to do whatever they want to do. Finish all of us. That's why we are not thinking, they are thinking. They have destroyed everything. You go and then you say evidence say you don't arrive. I don't arrive. What do you arrive when they enter your fridge like this? Now five alive, coke, wine, this one. That's you don't arrive. Where you don't arrive? You never arrive. You don't change path. Now you are going to your grave. Now debt. You carry your money they put so. Debt. Everything. I read in a newspaper last week that our NAFDAC was threatening ShopRite and one other shop, warning them that they threatened to close them because they were bringing GMOs, genetically modified products. They are bringing them to sell them here without getting clearance from them. They are only looking for clearance. They didn't ban it. And they cannot ban it. If they try to ban it, the World Trade Organization will refer Nigeria to treaty, free movement of goods. Give us your own, we give you your own. But when you take your own there, they will say the quality is not, the standard is too poor. Then they are sending their own here. Look. Ha! May Jesus Christ come soon. May the Lord come soon. And I'm sure he will come soon. The reason is because the cup of the abominations of this world, they are getting filled up. getting filled up. Okay. So that is the first piece. The second piece, let's read it now. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast. That's the second beast. Coming up out of the earth. The first one came out of the sea. This second one comes out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. Take note of that verse 11, the description of this second beast. This second beast is America. It's another power. Let's read on. Verse 11 again. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. And caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. You will soon get to know which fire is America making to come down. Verse 14. And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beasts, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he cursed all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding. And who are those that have understanding? The wise. Who are those that have understanding? The wise. The wise shall understand. Yes, wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. It is not the number of an animal. So this beast we're looking out for is a man, is a human being. And you want to calculate his number, that's why you need wisdom. He said that number is 603 and 6. 666. If you have wisdom to calculate, any man that you calculate that dwells in a city surrounded by seven mountains, that man must, because don't let any mathematician go and bring another person and say, even this one say, oh, 666. No, that person, one, must have some world recognized power. And he must be dwelling in a city surrounded by seven hills. That is the wisdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said he came out of the earth. Why out of the earth? The first one came out of the sea. And the sea there is peoples, nation, multitude of people. He came out of humanity. He came out from among the people. He's talking about political Europe. The last empire. The fourth empire. The Roman Empire. But this one, hallelujah, that came out of the earth, this beast, came out of a previously uninhabited part of the earth. This beast came out of a land that was not inhabited by people before. But somehow something happened Hallelujah. That a power rose from that place. At the time of these four great world powers, the four world powers, when they were reigning, that part of the world did not have human beings living there. Recognizable enough to be called peoples and multitude to even form any form of a world of power there. And this is America. The United States, the present United States of America, that was discovered by Christopher Columbus, hallelujah, in 1492. But got her independence on 4th July 1776. And what, Pastor Moses, how will you prove it is America? Amen. Events, prophecies are made clear by events. Amen. First and foremost, it is no coincidence that as a nation, America began, a nation began with 13 colonies. How many colonies? 13 colonies. The flag of America has 13 stripes. 13 stripes. Take time and count it. Also, now, on the $1 bill, the $1, one American, United States of America dollar bill, that dollar note, amen, there is a picture of an eagle by the right side of that coin. I mean, of that dollar note. I have it here. If we can show it on the screen also, that will... I don't know if they can see it on the screen, but I have it. I thought we have it on the screen. Praise the Lord. But you can take time, look at the $1... the $1 bill by the right side. That is the back of it, yes. By the right side, there is the coat of arms. Can I have a camera here where you can see it? Okay, it's on the screen now. That is it on the screen. Look at it very well as I give these descriptions. You will notice that you will take time, maybe after, try to get the note and look at it, because the screen may be far from you. Just take time and look at it. Just Google, if you don't have 500 naira to buy $1, you can just Google it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can I borrow you my own? Somebody. Eh? Just look at it. Let me see somebody where they do Bible study. Where? Eh? You return it to me. Look at it. Be looking at it. Now only $1. Only $1. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's look at it on the screen again. Let me give that description. It has that eagle by the right there that you can see. It has on a claws, one claw by the right, one claw by the right. It's gripping something by the right, gripping another one by the left. It's gripping 13 arrows, and it's on one of the claws, and then that is it there. And then on the other one is gripping 13 leaves. Amen. And it is the olive tree leaves in the claws of that eagle. It also has 13 stars on top of that eagle. You count those stars there, they are 13 on top of that eagle. Praise the Lord. And then, if you go to the left side, the pyramid there, it has 13 segments of that pyramid. 13 segments of that pyramid. And note that the cap of that pyramid is a great eye that is capping it. Now, there are two signs that catch my attention. First and foremost, we go to the right, the eagle, the coat of arms there, the eagle, you will notice that there are candlesticks there. If you count them, they are 7. Hallelujah. And it is by the peak of the mouth of the eagle. Is it coincidence that the Antichrist spirit among the four beasts in Revelation chapter 4, the beast that God used to counter the Antichrist in this age is an eagle. And that appears in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. In the seventh church age. Because those candlesticks represent the seven Gentile churches. The Gentile church ages. I believe it's no coincidence that this will come forth from America. Therefore, in this age, to counter this Antichrist spirit also, God has used the eagle anointing with an American voice. Blessed be the name of the Lord. While it is sounding by the right there, you go to the left, the pyramid, that great eye, the eye that you see there, everybody knows that it is a sign of the Masons, a symbol for Masons. Masons is a secret cult. And that is their symbol, and they call it the Eye of Lucifer. God is interested in America. Satan is also interested in America. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is certainly not coincidence that she is spoken of in Revelation chapter 13. That is why I say that second beast is America. No other nation fits this description other than America. And you will notice something there, chapter 13, where we read in verse 12. Hallelujah. That beast, second beast, he says, and he exercised all the power of the first beast. The first beast before him is the European power, the Roman power. The Roman power. He exercised it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just like Rome was in power before the World War II, after the World War II, America took over when Europe was humiliated and became the world power. That's what that scripture is referring to. It is now the world superpower. It had two horns. It is nothing but the civil and ecclesiastical power that she had. How? America was founded by Christians who were looking for two groups of people came to America. Two groups of people came to America. Of course, the first, it was expedition that led to the discovery of America. What was it for? It was for commerce. Immediately it was discovered, a lot of investors, people looking for where to go do business, quickly moved from Europe and moved over there. But also, that was the same period of great persecution for true Christians in Europe, where they were being forced into the form of idolatrous worship by the Roman Catholic Church that had the backing of the Roman government, the emperors and whatever you call them. And so you either follow them, worship the Catholic way, or you are killed. And the order to be killed was from the head of the Roman Church. You either join them or they tag you as heretic, and your punishment is death sentence. And so people found a place that they could escape, and they all left and then found freedom of worship in America. And so here are the two powers that were there. And not just that, they also found opportunity to establish democracy. They had been under autocracy, dictatorship in the Roman government. Now they are coming here, it will no longer be dictatorship. They had seen the evil of dictatorship. They have seen what dictatorship can lead to. With this freedom, they now devised the form of government known as democracy. So they are the first nation to adopt democratic system of government, so that no dictator will come there and dictate anything to them. What they ran away from, they have opportunity now not to allow it come among them. And that is how they came to that place. So it was a marriage of ecclesiastical power, and also we have political power. And it was a lamb beast, very harmless. Peace, peace, peace. But it is now seen speaking like a dragon. So it has metamorphosed from a lamb to a dragon. And that's why it is a lamb, but a beast. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it speaks about the deadly wound that was healed. Note, Europe, amen. Already before the World War II, already the papacy, the Vatican power, the power of the Vatican, the power of Pope, the power that they exercised in the whole of Europe there, had already been wounded by the Reformation. Christians began to find freedom. That one was wounded. But the Bible says, yet it lived. It did not die completely. It was still there, but very wounded. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, Europe, that same beast. Because we're talking about the beast that had two heads. I mean, that had 10 crowns plus one little one, the 11th one. So here is it. The World War II devastated the whole of their economy. And you take note. Praise the Lord. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. Amen. Okay. From verse 11, let's just get the picture again. Okay. Sorry, verse 14. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword. That sword was the word of God. Hallelujah. Okay. And yet, it did live. Verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image that he made to the beast. He had power to give life to it, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. These are all prophetic language. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, we discovered that after the World War II, it was America, through that Marshall Plan, they call it George Marshall, that American Secretary of State, George Marshall, the aid plan that he had in 1947. They had a plan to restore Europe. America decided to restore the economy of Europe. Protected by another organization, a military organization, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, to protect her so that what happened will not happen again, to bring the kind of war that they experienced. Remember that that war did not reach America. It was a war that was fought outside of American continent. But America was deeply involved in it. It was American intervention that stopped that war. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The first year, the plan for the first year, America decided to vote $6 billion. 1947, $6 billion for the recovery of Europe. Hallelujah. And that fulfilled verse 12. Fulfilled verse 12, where he says, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth, and then we dwell therein, to worship the first beast. Worshipping the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. To worship the first beast, that is to give recognition to it. And today, Europe is standing today as a power to be reckoned with. Until even their own euro is stronger than dollar. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now in verse 13 where we read, that he doeth great wonders, making fire to come down from heaven. He's talking about America with her great scientific and technological invention, all the feats she accomplished from the ending of the World War II till today. It includes, he said, it caused fire to come down from heaven. Straight takes us to the atomic bomb that was dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. That war, that bomb, two bombs only, two bombs. One of them was dropped, and within minutes, seconds, over 100,000 human beings were dead. It was told that tomato under the earth roasted with the heat that that bomb released. They became the first to invent the atomic bomb. And when you know you have an enemy that has a weapon that within 1 minute can wipe away your nation, what will you do to it? You go fear anything tell you to do, you go do. That's why Japan surrendered. Will not fight again. And the effect of that bomb is still felt till today. In that place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you know, in terms of weaponry, no nation has the weapon technology that America has. In aircrafts, they are the first that made nuclear bomb, which is higher than atomic bomb. The only atomic bomb we will see, we have nuclear. It will not be one time, it will be the whole nation. Damn. They're gone. That's why it is called a superpower. All nations must bow. When they speak, it speaks like a dragon. They determine who can rule anywhere. They can remove you and plant another one. They have the power. Any president of any nation, if Americans say stay, you will stay. If they say go, you will go. They know what to do to get you. So every head of state respects, every country respects America. America is also the first nation to put a human being in the moon. Technology. That was done in 1969. America is the one that first invented computer, internet, satellites, cloning, all the scientific invention that you know today concerning communication. Any other nation producing it, they only produce it with authority and whatever. At least they pick it from America. Everything from America, whether it is medical, whether it is a transport, everything is from America. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why she's a superpower. Can you imagine the invention of television? Television was invented by America. Internet, invented by America. Dropping of satellites in the sky, invented by America. We all heard about International Space Station. There is International Space Station hanging there in the sky somewhere hundreds of thousands of kilometers away from the earth. It's hanging there. And they say it is the size of a standard football field. So large. They go there to make space exploration, scientific experiments and whatever it is in the space. And I understand now, even they have positioned in such a way that people can go there now for tourism. They are trying to build a hotel there now. I think they should have finished building the hotel by now. So you can travel there and stay there for some time. They will take human beings there to a place where there is no gravity. And they stay there for 6 months. And they come back. Another set will go there. Stay there for 6 months. Walking there. And they come back. Won't you fear people who have that type of technology? Amen. They are planning now, if they have a way of going up there, then they can destroy the earth and move and go and stay there. But God will only allow them to go the much they can go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those are some of the things that the fire of judgment on the day of the Lord will scatter. The stars that will fall from heaven, they are these satellites that will fall from heaven. Scatter, bomb, fervent heat. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So verse 14 says, the Bible now says, by the reason of this miracle, she occupies, and verse 14 says, that she made an image to the beasts. What is the image that he made to the beasts? Blessed be the name of the Lord. You recollect that in Daniel chapter 3, there is the story of the image that Nebuchadnezzar made. Can we open it? Daniel, I believe it's Daniel chapter 3. Okay. From verse 1, yes. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 3 score cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Where did he set up that image? It was in the province of Babylon. It was in Babylon. So that you will also begin to know why the Bible referred to the Vatican as Mystery Babylon. He called it mystery because you need revelation to understand her. But God sees another Babylon. And I hope you know the meaning of Babylon. Babylon comes from the word Babel. Babel is the same word. Babylon, Babel, where all those men decided that they will build a tower, a skyscraper, to go and meet with God. They have their own means of meeting with God by building some physical structure. And what happened? God decided to go and set confusion. That is the same thing we see. That is where Babylon, all that takes place there that culminated into that city of Babylon, is the same place where the Tower of Babel was built. And Babylon also means confusion. So it is Babylon because of the Tower of Babel where confusion was set. Babylon. Confusion. And if there is a mystery Babylon, then it is also talking about confusion. A religion of confusion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king set to gather, take note. In Babel, there is gathering there. The princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Come together. Where are they to come to? They were to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried out, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at one time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sabot, satri, dulcimer, and all kinds of music. Ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." If anybody is understanding Bible at all, your mind will go to the mark of the beast. If you don't have it, what will happen to you? So it gives us a picture of this modern day Babylon. To start with, look at the instruments. In verse 5, cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, all these different instruments, all playing at the same time. Not be confusion with that. Is that not confusion? All these instruments playing at the same time. When you hear anything, whatever it is, confusion. Whether you believe one God, you believe in Trinity, or you believe in Hail Mary, St. Mary, or you believe in Aladura, or you believe in this one, everything, when we come together like that, what should you do? Bow. come together, united together. Confusion. So what is the image of the beast? It is nothing but the World Council of Churches uniting with the Catholic Church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, this pastor, you know the fear. You know the fear. You know the fear. Fear what? Don't be afraid of them who can only kill the body but cannot kill your soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take note that as great as Nebuchadnezzar was, his word is final. Death sentence is put. Amen. If you don't bow, what will happen? Furnace of fire. But there was Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach. Hallelujah. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. The three Hebrew children that refused to bow. In this age, there's a group of people that will not bow. That group of persons, they are ready to die. And Nebuchadnezzar called them. Is it true, the report I heard, that you refuse to bow to the image? Oh, yeah, listen now. I repeated the order to them. He said, don't even bother. And please take note that by the time of this image, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were already rulers. They were governors. So they were men of position, even though they were in Babylon. And he told them, although we are in your captivity now, we are in your captivity now. You raise this one, we know who we are. We know where we come from. No Jew will bow to any human being. No Jew will bow to any... Oh! That is the bride of Jesus Christ for you. Hallelujah! We have an identity. We will stand for the truth and die for our stand on it. He said, don't even bother to talk. Don't bother to ask us. We will not bow. And our God, we know, will save us. But even if he doesn't save us, even if he doesn't save us, we will die and go. Take note, I said that we are in positions of authority. You can't use money and buy the faith to make a true bride. No condition can make it compromise the faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a pastor that I had. I hope that story is not true. That when we moved into this place, that they had a meeting. Somebody who claimed he was in the meeting told a member here that when we move here, that they should, the pastor in their council, if they can go and approach me and offer me money to move out and go to another part of Lagos and leave this place. He said somebody stood up in the meeting and said, I know that man, he will mess you up if you go there. If you go and tell him, he will mess you up. I said, God save him, because I will appreciate and mention it if I have evidence. Come and meet me. Now you're offering me money, I should leave where God gave me. This is my promised land. God gave me this place. We shall remain here till Jesus comes. Nothing will take us out of this place. In the name of Jesus. King David, I'm sorry, Ahab, went to Naboth to collect the land that he inherited. Because now poor man he be. No true bride of Christ will sell his birthright. We have our birthright. Let nobody scare you. I will drive you from this job if you don't let me sleep with you. If you open your leg, you have sold your birthright. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Oga, managing director, I will open my leg for you. If you like, sack me. My God will give me another job. He'll give me another job. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. Daniel is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. I will not bow for any reason. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, by the influence of America, that image is the World Council of Churches. A form of gathering under the influence of America that will force people into a union that will be headed by the papacy to restore fully her power. Like she restored political and the economy of Europe. Remaining the spiritual one now. He has finished with the physical one. Now, the 10 crowns, horns, he has finished. Remaining that little horn, that is the one he's facing now. To fulfill the agenda of the beast. The satanic agenda. And so, the World Council of Churches was formed in Uppsala, in the country of Sweden, in July 4th. A meeting that protracted from the 4th till the 20th of July 1968. And the largest single donor that donates to that organization is America. America is the one that funds her activities. And he who pays the piper dictates the tune. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The headquarters is in Geneva, Switzerland. What is the WCC? It is nothing but the coming together of Mama and her daughters. Returning together to unite again. They were all one before. They protested. One of the first denominations that proclaimed the acceptance of membership of the World Council of Churches is the Lutherans. Is Luther not the first that broke out? They are going back to their mother. Episcopal and all the rest. All of them. One by one, they are all going back. It is uniting time. As you will see shortly, you will see, if that clip is ready, the Pope of Rome is now in the business of uniting not just Christianity. He has already finished with Christianity. He's now the whole world religions come together under his own influence. I don't know if it's ready. We can watch it. Praise the Lord. Let's just see that. Watch it.
Esto debería provocar un diálogo entre las religiones. No debemos dejar de orar por él y colaborar con quienes piensan distinto.
Confío en Buda.
Creo en Dios.
Creo en Jesucristo.
Creo en Dios. Allah.
Muchos piensan distinto, sienten distinto, buscan a Dios o encuentran a Dios de diversa manera. En esta multitud, en este abanico de religiones,
I've been reading what he's saying. Let me read what he's saying.
La mayor parte de los habitantes del planeta se declaran creyentes. Esto debería provocar un diálogo entre las religiones. No debemos dejar de orar por él y colaborar con quienes piensan distinto.
Confío en Buda.
I have confidence in creo en Dios.
I believe in God. Creo en Jesucristo.
See the people where they talk.
Creo en Dios.
See the different faith. I believe in God.
Muchos
I believe in Allah.
Piensan distinto, sienten distinto, buscan a Dios o encuentran a Dios de diversa manera. En esta multitud, en este abanico de religiones, hay una sola certeza que tenemos para todos. Todos somos hijos de Dios.
Creo en el amor.
Creo en el
amor.
Creo en el amor. Creo en el amor.
Confío en vos para difundir mi petición de este mes. Que el diálogo sincero entre hombres y mujeres de diversas religiones conlleve frutos de paz y justicia. Confío en tu oración.
See them, let us unite. Clap your hands for the Pope. It is united time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The stage is setting. Why I said this is the time for it? Years back, would you have thought that Luther will ever go back? Lutherans will go back to the Catholic Church? Protestants that protested vehemently, including Anglicans and the rest, will go back to the Catholic Church? But the prophecy must be fulfilled. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. They are all coming together. What is WCC? The World Council of Churches. People don't understand why Satan is doing it. He does not know that he's also fulfilling the agenda. What is that parable in Matthew 13 from verse 24? The parable of the wheat and tares. Hallelujah. And at a stage, they both grow together. But the time is going to come when the wheat and the tares will be separated. And they'll be separated into bundles. Hallelujah. They will be separated into bundles. All these false churches that have refused the leadership of the Holy Ghost, that have refused to accept the Word of God as the only absolute, that have gone off the Scripture, departed from the apostolic faith, and gone across people, because the Bible says anyone that preaches contrary to this Bible, he said, let him be accursed, and all accursed people must remain together. They have sent his reapers. The Pope of Rome is one of the reapers. He's gathering them in bundles. Where will he burn them? He will burn them in fire. And there is another bundling that is going on. It is uniting time. The wheat and the tares must be bundled. They must be bundled. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It starts with, in Nigeria here, the Christian Association of Nigeria. When they started, Pentecostals say, lie, they cannot join and become one with what they term as dead churches who did not believe in the move of God. And that was correct. But it was only a matter of time. They too, they formed their own organization called the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. And before you know what, they preaching, we are one, we are one, we are one. We are one, we are one. Hallelujah. Now, you know, anytime I talk about this, I always say, you know, when Satan thinks he wants to fulfill his agenda, God will also use it for his purpose. Until he has finished, then he will dump them. Because for now, in Nigeria, here, Christian Association of Nigeria, if not for that organization, this country would have been Islamized by now. Anytime these Muslim leaders want to do something against Christianity, they will remember that there is an umbrella body of Christians called Christian Association of Nigeria. So it is giving us, the bride, the chance to be united in our own unity. Praise the Lord. But we know where that thing is ending up to. And to tell you that it is not a Christian organization, you need to know the politics that goes on to select their leaders. It has become a political pressure group. It has become nothing but a group of, it's a pressure group, nothing more. And people go there now to seek recognition, because the whole thing about Christian leadership now is about recognition by the government. And that itself is a spirit of her mother. Because her mother has power only through the state. They get their influence through the state. You disobey them, they know how to influence the government to deal with you. And before you know what, you'll not be surprised if you see them tagging us as rebels. And that is why we are not known and counted among them, because all they know us is that we are rebels. I was a member of Christian Association of Nigeria, you know that they would have risen against the government for demolishing this church. Yes, but they were saying, And Pastor Godwin in Akwanga, they have been disturbing him. The churches around there, they have been disturbing him. That you are here, you come and join our Christian Association. If not, if anything happened to you, we shall not stand behind you. You can see how beautifully they present it as a pressure group. And that they have a monthly due. Every church sends to the headquarters of Christian Association of Nigeria, either of that town or of that state. And they are telling him to pay a certain amount, come for meeting. And each time they come, he will look at him and he will be laughing. He will be laughing. I asked him, what did you tell them? He said he didn't tell them anything. He said he just laughed. He collected the letter. He just said they should go. I said, next time, when they come to you, give them my phone number. Praise the Lord. How can you tell me to come and be one with Sele and Aladura? What is it that unites me? John chapter 17 verse 20 is their logo, that they might be one. Unity. But can two work together except they be agree? So how can I work together with Sele, Lumba Lumba? How can I that believe that there is no mediator between God and man go and join Catholic that believe in mediators, that believe in veneration of dead human beings and call them saints? How can I join myself with idol worshippers that go, before you enter the church compound, there is a shrine that you go and bow, and before you go, how can I, when my own Bible is against the worship and bowing down to any idol? How can we be one? How can we be one? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is WCC? So, every nation come together, and then they bundle, little bundle, and then they go and join the world own. The World Ecumenical Council. The World Council of Churches. They come together and they become an umbrella body for the Christians. And please take note that until recently, at least here in Nigeria, until recently, Catholics were not part of Christian Association of Nigeria. I'm sure up to now, the World Council of Churches, the Pope, Catholic Church, as a national, world body, is not yet part of it. Because it cannot be now, because he has to be neutral. To unite, come my daughters. Then remember that his agenda goes beyond Christianity. He is supposed to be elected with, as time goes on, that is the target, to be a world leader in a new world order, where he will now be the head of world government. So he cannot now come and then say he belongs to Christian. Now, you know, so he's staying. All of us come together, all of you. You see what he's going around preaching? We are one. It's peace. I preach peace. We preach peace. We preach peace. And my Bible says, when they say peace, what happened? Sudden destruction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a gathering of the daughters going back to their mother. Revelation 17 calls her a harlot and a mother of harlots. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, it is uniting time. It is time also, while the Antichrist is uniting her people, Christ is also uniting his people. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Can you see? It is now a time. And let him that hear say, come. What is he saying there? We are also now a group of people now, known as the bride, a group of Christians will be saying the same thing with the Holy Ghost, the word. All of a sudden now, people are now getting united to the word. Getting united to the word. And forget this one, that Antichrist have infiltrated the entire message as brought by William Branham. Instead of coming to the Bible, they are taking us to sermon books. Instead of holding onto the Bible as our absolute, they are dropping the Bible and holding to the sermon books of William Branham. And when you go to such churches, you don't know whether you are in a cult or another religion or what is it. And Brother Branham said, why I am quoting the Bible, they are quoting William Branham. And you go to the altar, you see the picture of William Branham hanging at the altar. Some even bow and worship him. They baptize in his name. It's nothing. It's Satan trying to mess up that message. What is the message? Bride of Jesus Christ, get married. Get united to the world. Come back to the world. Come back to the world. I stand before the whole world to answer questions. Have you ever seen me coming to answer you with a sermon book? Any question you ask me, there is, if it is a Bible Christian question, there is a Bible answer. Every answer I give you, I quote the Bible. I quote the Bible. And that's why you can't fault me. When the men fellowship, some Igbo brothers, a few days ago, when we were, I was addressing the men, the responsibilities of a man in his home as Christians. So we are arguing with me. They were bringing Igbo culture. I kept telling them, I said, brother, I am quoting Bible. You are quoting your culture. Such people are yet to be thoroughly married. Thoroughly married. Me too, I come from a culture now. Was I using my culture to teach you? Eh? I have been removed from my culture and married to Jesus. The word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Hallelujah. Somebody said many men were not around, that I should repeat that message so that all the men will hear. I say in a lie, all the men were here during that program. The rest are boys. The message was meant for men. And it was a men camp. And all the men came. Praise the Lord. Let's stop this thing. People came, you didn't come. It's because it's not for you. So the message is come back to the Bible. And let me tell you, if you live your life ruled by this Bible, you will find peace. You will find peace. Concerning marriage, follow what the Bible says. Concerning your business, follow what the Bible says. Concerning your neighbors, follow what the Bible says. Concerning every aspect of your life, there is a roadmap in the Bible here that you should follow. Follow it. God is obligated to back it up. To back it up. This Bible will let you know when to talk and when to keep quiet. This Bible will let you know how to deal with your enemies. How to deal with tears, even tears. Deal with them. But when you drop this and you are mixing it with your culture, where you come from, where you come from, hallelujah, where Buhari comes from, the place of his wife is in the kitchen. At the other room. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We also came from somewhere. We are in this world, but not of this world. Not of this world. This world. In choosing your wife, you go to where you come from to pick your wife. Eh? You must go to where you come from to choose your wife. Where are you from? Eh? Where are you from? Mbise? We are Christians. Go to among the Christians and pick your wife. Go among the Christians to get your husband. That's where we come from. Let your decision to accept marrying a man or a woman not be determined by which tribe he belongs, but whether he's a Christian or not. And so, when George Smith came to marry Brother Abraham's daughter, came to meet Brother Abraham, Brother Abraham just told him, I have only one condition for you. Go and get the Holy Ghost. Once you get the Holy Ghost, I'll give you my daughter to marry. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are not yet a Christian. And we cannot allow Babylonians to come and pick our wives, our daughters for wives. And please, I didn't say your church member. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope you people understand what I'm talking. Eh? Because there's a brother last week that was giving John Paul, Pastor John Paul, a headache. Eh? His wife offended him. He sent her away. The wife begged to come back. You know they come. And the man, they attend this church and he even say he's an evangelist, though not the ones to sit down there. You see? Oh, praise the Lord. So don't use church member. Because there are people that are church members, but they are not members of the body of Christ. By their fruits, we shall know them. Not by the size of their Bible, though. Not by how early they come to church. Oh, please, can I tell you something? Don't rate somebody's spirituality in the church during service, during worship. Don't do that, oh. You will miss it, oh. You will miss it, oh. It's dangerous, oh. If you want to know whether somebody is a Christian, it's after church. Outside, where you meet outside. Because here, whether you like it or not, you must act like the rest of us. When we shout hallelujah, you must shout hallelujah. And the rain fall on the just and the unjust. So the rain that is coming for those of us that are genuine can fall on the fake one too. And it will fall under anointing. And they can see vision. But after seeing the vision, when you are one-on-one after service, that is when you will know whether somebody is a Christian or not. Oh, praise the Lord. Any minister that you know is carrying microphone, and you want to know, including me, whether we are Christians or not, go behind and find out from our wives, or people living in our homes, or our neighbors, who we be. Don't judge because at the priest, this guy must be a Christian. Then after that, I said, there's one business. I crepe your money, finish. Then after you will come, say, don't you believe me, a man of God? Can't you sow that as a seed to God? Why are you asking me to pay you back? And you disturb him too much, he will threaten you, he will curse you. But he's with microphone. You want to know, any of us ministers in this church, all of us gifted people, including those where they sing, where they beat instruments, where they play saxophone, and where they scatter our heads. Don't say because they play instruments. See, Bob Marley, they play instruments. Fela, they play instruments. In fact, Fela, they play saxophone. And yet, he's smoking Igbo. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 16 again. So it is clear now that the second image that comes out of the earth is America, and that the image unto the beast is the WCC, the World Council of Churches, uniting to get back to recognize her mother, the Papal Rome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 16 and verse 17. Revelation chapter 13. And he, that beast, caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Amen. The mark of the beast. Praise the Lord. Where is the mark? The mark is on the right hand or in their forehead. Take note. We mentioned three things here. There's the mark of the beast. Take note very carefully. There is the name of the beast. And there is the number of the name of the beast. Listen. The mark of the beast is not 666. What the mark is, we are not told. But we are only told where it is put. Right hand or forehead. But what the mark is, we don't know, because it is the mark of the beast. It is not written. So you will have to deduce what that mark is. The mark is not 666. It is 666 is the number of the name of the man. So don't say the mark of the beast is 666. No, no, no. That's not the mark. And so Satan has gone ahead, and some people are putting tattoo in their body. We are 666. Now you don't understand. And then anywhere they see 666, they say, hey, Antichrist, hey, wait. The mark. Remember, the first serpent seed that we know of is Cain. Cain was also given a mark. Hallelujah. Where was his own mark? It was on his forehead. Oh, praise the Lord. He was given a mark. What is the mark? The Bible didn't state what the mark is. But let us identify him. Amen. He says, so that if any man sees him, he will not be able to kill him. That means he became a giant. Bigger than what any other human being was. So somebody that is bigger than you, mightier than you, will you attempt to go and touch him? He will finish you. That means there is a mark of greatness. There is a mark of greatness on the forehead. Sit them with super scientific invention, knowledge. Knowledge that creates things that can destroy. You must fear him. You must fear them. And so it has to do with something about your understanding. This mark is both physical and spiritual. Mark is something that identifies you different from others. Take note. And whatever that mark signifies, it makes you to be seen and known that you belong somewhere, so that danger will not come to you. And they put this mark also in the right hand. Hallelujah. The mark is both physical and spiritual. Now, we are understanding where the computer chip. By who? Invented by who? America. We are now going to a cashless society. Now, very soon, nobody will carry, you won't need ID card again. You will not need ID card again. Very soon, you will not need to carry passport anywhere you are going again. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey. When they invented computer, people didn't know where they are going to. Computer chips. The same America began it with Obama Healthcare, called Obamacare, where they will put all your data, all your data is in one small chip. So tiny. They talk about technology. They wonder how FBI, CIA, they are able to track you, trace you wherever you go. Wherever you go. If they are tracing you, plus your phone call, plus everything. A brother here was trying to migrate to America. He got American visa. Him and his wife and his child. A brother, sit down here, they look at me now. So he traveled to America. Anybody that traveled to America, you will observe something. When you are entering, they stamp you in. But when you are coming out, nobody searches you. Nobody asks you anything. You know, in Nigeria here, we are still analog. But in America, nobody searches, nobody asks you anything, you are going out. So this brother went with his family, dropped them there, and came home, they can clear everything, and came back without his family. A few months later, he decided to move, sold his car, sold everything. When he reached the airport, they stopped him. Where is your family? Here? Where is your family? You want to move over now to join them finally? They took him to a room and played all the phone calls he was talking with his wife since he left her and came to Nigeria. The one he was speaking in the Igbo language, they got interpreter. That is how they say, you came, your wife was pregnant. She don't bump again from America here. You, go back. They put her for the same plane where bring her come back to Nigeria. But you know, you can't stop an Igbo man. He must go there. He must go there. But what I'm saying is, our technology has gone so far. All they need to do is when you see them, if you ever enter their problem and they interrogate you. Forget it. They have put in something in your body. They can say, okay, you can go. You can go. Anywhere you are going, they are monitoring you somewhere. By a chip that is in your body without you even knowing it. Technology has gone so far. So you don't need to carry money anymore. All this one they are saying, they put law. You must not carry cash and pass a border more than $10,000. You must declare how you got it. All this one. Now put everything for your card. Put for your pocket. When you cross over there, go to ATM. Draw all the money. All the money. Everything. Card. Now they move from card now to a chip. They put it under your skin. Scripture is about to be fulfilled. They have every good reason. They are telling you it is for your safety. And in these days, where kidnap is everywhere, won't you go and get it and put? So that if they kidnap you, all they will do is just type your this thing, they will see where you are. And come there and rescue you. If you know that one, as beautiful technology like that, won't you go, you and your family and everything, so that you feel free? If they catch you, although these criminals, they will scan you and find where it is in your body and remove it. But whatever it is, it's supposed to be a secret thing anyway. I'm just telling you that very soon that scripture will be fulfilled. But I want you to also note that while I say this, it is not for you and I that will be in the rapture. It takes effect only after the rapture has taken place. But the stage is set for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I have that pamphlet for us to know the number of the man that will culminate into that beast that we talk about. You have it? Everybody has a copy? If you don't have a copy, can I wave your hand? If you don't have a copy, stand up. Do we have any more copies? Stand up so that they can see you and give you, please. They are latecomers. They went to their church first service before they came here. So take time and read it. I don't have to go over it if everybody has it to save time. That is where you see the calculation. And in the center spread there, by the right page, you will notice under some of the heresies of that organization. When the sign of the cross began, the wax candles were introduced, foundation laid for the Trinity concept and the veneration of angels and dead saints, the worship of Mary, when it all started, is there. And those of you watching us online, we have a soft copy we have uploaded in our website. You can download it. It's already there in our website. Just download it there, and you too can have a copy online. And those of you who where you cannot have access to internet, but you are watching us, please call us. And let's know where you are. We will send a copy to you. Or come our December camp meeting. We shall give you a copy. If you are coming for the December camp meeting, you come. Hallelujah. You can also request for it through WhatsApp. Anybody here? Or through our email. The WhatsApp number is on the screen. Through our email, info@brightassemblychurch.org.ng. If you request by WhatsApp immediately, even now, you will receive it. If you request, even now, you will receive it immediately. Or the email. Or Skype. On Skype, we will send it to you immediately. Go home, study it, and if you have any question, you can always feel free to call us, feel free to ask any day, anytime. Praise the Lord. Like I said, spiritually also, the mark on the forehead is the mark of delusion. They are given a mark to believe a lie. That's what it has to do with your thinking, your forehead. They are made to believe a lie. Apostle Paul said so in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. To believe a lie. And when you believe a lie, you will act it. You will act what you believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so Daniel chapter 9 verse 26, 7, chapter 20, let's read it, finally. Daniel chapter 9, where the angel told him the agenda of God, this is how it goes, and we come to verse 26. And 27. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, after the 69th week, according to the prophecy there, but not for himself. And the people of the priest that shall come, future, he is coming to sit in the temple to be worshipped as God. Very soon, he will do that in Jerusalem. The people of the prince that shall come, what will happen? Shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And this scripture was fulfilled in AD 70 when General Titus came from Rome. So if the people, the armies that came and destroyed Jerusalem, came from Rome, and the Bible is referring to them in prophecy as the people of the priest that shall come. It means the priest that shall come will come from Rome. He shall come from Rome. What will he do? Verse 27. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That is that last 1 week after the rapture. That is the last 7 years. He will enter into a covenant that will be the culmination of all the moves he's making now. When, for lack of peace, the whole world will seek a man that can maintain peace. And he will be elected into that office. All power will be given to him. All forces will be at his disposal. And he will be the ruler of the whole world. And that many, there is many nations. Because for him to achieve that, something has happened that the United Nations has lost her usefulness, and then she is no more. An alternative to United Nations has to be found. And they can find a man that when he speaks, the whole world listens to him. And yet, he's a beast. And in the midst of the week, that is 7 years, the middle of 7 years is 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years, the two prophets in Revelation chapter 11, Moses and Elijah, are prophesying and being re-echoed by 144,000, telling the whole Jews that that man that the whole world is looking unto is the very Antichrist. He will bear it And according to Revelation chapter 11, he will kill those two prophets. That is when he says he shall cause in the midst of the week now, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. He will break the covenant. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. That is when this mark will come up. That is when you will, the Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. The Jews will refuse to accept him. By this time, the rapture has taken place. And that is the time that the foolish virgins will now realize they cannot bow to a human being, and they will have to pay with their blood. And they form part of the groups in verse 4 of Revelation chapter 20. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the man of sin. The Bible calls him the man of sin, but the world will be calling him the man of peace. Praise the Lord. He breaks the covenant of peace that he entered into, and Satan now comes bodily and then inhabits him now fully. He becomes Satan incarnate. And the abominations that make it desolate, it destroys anything destroyable. You don't have that mark, they kill you. You will not be allowed to preach. You will not be allowed to do any economic activity. You will not be licensed to do anything. Of course, you resist it, it's death. And that time shall be that great tribulation. For the Jews, because the remaining Gentile world, they will bow to him. Because already, they are all united with him. And remember, there is no more Holy Ghost because salvation is over. God has moved away and is now dealing with the Jews. And through the prophecies of those two prophets, they know where to run to when the time of that trouble will come. As the Bible spoke in Revelation chapter 12. Praise the Lord. That seat that is has so much reverence today, the wise know better. When he starts the last week, that is why it was spoken that it will last for 42 months, 3.5 years, the last 3.5 years. The only thing that ends that tyranny, the only thing that will end it will be the coming of Christ. Oh, glory be to God. To end it, and that is when that demon is bound, Revelation chapter 20, put in the bottomless pit. The whole world has a shaking known as the day of the Lord. And then we come with him, and then we take over this earth. How many will be there? So what is the message to the church? The message to the church is Revelation chapter 18. Why is he giving us all this revelation? Revelation chapter 18. And after these things from verse 1, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This Babylon, mystery Babylon, is the Roman religion. For all nations, because they have entered agreement with him, have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, that is the message to all of us. Another voice from heaven. What is he saying? What is he saying? Somebody shall come out of her, my people. Say it again. Say it again. So you see why we cannot join any association. You see why we cannot join any Christian Association of Nigeria? And one thing I am happy is that unless the constitution is amended, this constitution guarantees me freedom of worship. It didn't say I must join. They are the one coercing us to go and join. But they can't come. They have attempted coming to me twice also. And I wrote them that before you go anywhere, you should find out what those people believe before you go there. Go and find out what I believe before you come and invite me to such places. That was my reply to them. Before you invite anybody to come and join you, find out what they believe first. Two cannot work together except they agree. And the agreement is not the Bible we hold. It is our understanding and the followership of that Bible, the faith of that Bible. So they never come back again. Praise the Lord. And all of you are hearing me now. You are hearing me through this broadcast. Don't come to me. Don't come to me. Don't come to me. I don't belong to you. The Bible says, come out of you. Come out of you. Come out of you. You say, what is the difference between you and us? The difference between me and you is that I will not do anything contrary to the Bible. What is the difference between me and you? The difference between me and you is that I am Pastor Moses. You are Reverend Moses. The difference between me and you is that you ordain your wife. I did not ordain my wife. The difference between me and you is that you have headquarters. You are employing people to work for you and bring tithe and offering with branches everywhere. I don't have such. The difference between me and you is that I baptize in the name of Jesus. I believe God is one. You believe He is three. How can we be one? The difference between me and you is I believe in holiness that reflects in your outward appearance. You say it doesn't matter. A woman can wear trousers. I believe that it's abomination according to the scripture. How can I be and you be one? I cannot be one with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The difference between me and you is that you say that when a man dies, then you, a living one, can make him a saint. I say we are sanctified through the blood of Jesus Christ. Every believer filled with the Holy Ghost is a saint. I am Saint Moses. What of you? What of you? I am Saint Moses. I am Saint Moses. And it's not a human being that made me a saint. I am sanctified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The difference between me and you is that when I come to your church, when one comes to your church, you have to confirm him. But me, nobody confirms me. The Holy Ghost confirms my faith by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How can you say we are one? How can you say we are one? You're not one. You're not one. You're not one. And many more. Listen to my track that I wrote, Warn Your Pastor. Then you will know where I stand for. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did he say? Verse what? Which verse are we saying? Verse 4. He says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she have filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself. Reverend, His holiness, His preeminence, His grace. And live deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I'm no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her place come in one day, death and memory and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judged her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her. when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men is part of her merchandise, souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusteth after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company's ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein we are made rich, all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she is made desolate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The destruction, final end of the Antichrist spirit. They are honoring her now. They are exalting her now. But 1 hour everybody will see when that great city will be destroyed. And Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, said this. Apostle Paul repeated the same thing. And that is what I'm also echoing, for that is the purpose of this message in verse 14. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. And the church will say, and the church will say, how can I have this knowledge and belong to any of this denomination? And people will claim they are in the message. And yet, people come to this church. They don't even know what this ministry is all about. So we are not surprised, therefore, when people who are watching us online, they cannot stay in those churches. Knowledge. You see them, rather, they stay with their television set if they don't have anywhere to watch. Don't compromise your faith. Come out from among them. Come out. When we say come out, I didn't say, when they greet you, say, no, no, touch me. No, you're unclean. No. You know what they stand for. Don't join them for that. What they call Christianity, you know better. When you go to a church, my son is in a boarding school and he's complaining. You see, 9 years old and he already knows. He said they are quenching the fire on him, the school. They said they go and they are doing the name of the Father. Said they are doing the name of the Father, Holy Ghost. He doesn't understand what they are doing there. I said, eagle, lion go born lion. Eagle must born eagle. Can't born chicken. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see people who come to a church like this and all their focus, they have no thirst, hunger for anything other than the gifts, because they are looking for what to eat. Blinded so much by what to eat until see the opportunity they have to escape. That's why Christ said, remember Lot's wife. You have opportunity to escape from the confusion that is going on and take a stand for truth. And when I say stand for truth, I'm not saying that you must be a member of this church. The stand for truth includes if you find us doing any abominable thing here, you will get out without compromise. It's a knowledge you have that makes you take a stand for God, irrespective of who. The people, the pastor that baptized me, the pastor that came and baptized me, that brought this entire message to me, I was in his church for 1 month. And after that 1 month, I called them. This is not what I understood. And I left. Years after, I had calls to go and meet him. I escorted somebody there. And he was referring to me. Brother Moses is supposed to be my son. And I answered him, what do you mean by that language? Suppose. That means I don't know who my father is. I said, you're not my father. You're not my father. How can you say, I know who my father is. Hallelujah. My father sent you to bring me to him. You finish your job. I am following my father. Can we stand up, church? Nations are breaking. Israel's awaking. The sign that the prophet foretold. This number with horrors and combat. Eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lamps stream are clear. Look up your ears. Say. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps stream and clear. Look up, say it again. Oh, hallelujah, the day. Failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lamps stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Look up, your redemption is near. Hallelujah. You know, this is a deadly sermon I have preached. This type of message, not everybody can preach it to the public like this. I'm not only preaching it, I'm putting it in a book. Hallelujah. If this is all I'm able to deliver to the Christian world, they can take my life. It is already out. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I am sure in the resurrection morning, hymn number 11, when the dead in Christ shall rise, I will rise. Are we ready to worship the Lord? Are we ready to worship Him? Hymn number 11. Hallelujah. That's my hope.